This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
The word resuscitation literally means to revive somebody from unconsciousness or impending death. Resuscitating sick people has been part of our human medical history for thousands of years. But now there's a new way to resuscitate somebody: injecting oxygen directly into their bloodstream. This can keep you alive even if you can't breathe. Now, blood is about 55% salty water and about 45% cells. The salty water is called blood plasma. The 55%, the blood plasma, contains various chemicals such as proteins, glucose, iron, hormones, fatty acids, dissolved carbon dioxide, and the like. The cells, the 45%, are mostly red blood cells, with much smaller numbers of white blood cells and platelets. The red blood cells are jam-packed with an iron-containing protein called hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is really good at carrying oxygen, and normally hemoglobin picks up the oxygen when it enters the lungs and then delivers it to where it's needed. Now, suppose you've been in some kind of terrible accident, say an earthquake or a car crash, and your airway is blocked. Your heart still beats, but no new air is getting into your lungs, and so your blood is not picking up any oxygen. By an amazing and lucky coincidence, the medical emergency people happen to be with you. But it's going to take them 15 minutes to open up your airways. You're going to be dead within 4 minutes, unless you can get oxygen some other way. And this is exactly where the new resuscitation invention steps in. The emergency people grab a bottle of a special liquid and start injecting it into your bloodstream. This liquid supplies your red blood cells and you with oxygen and keeps you alive until the emergency people can fix whatever it is that is blocking your airways. They still have to do this in less than 15 minutes, but that gives them a whole lot more working room than just 4 minutes. This magical product was developed by a team at the Boston Children's Hospital. It goes under the fancy name of lipidic oxygen-containing microparticles. In plain English, is a tiny ball of high-pressure oxygen surrounded by a very thin wall of fat. Now, these hollow balls are about 2 to 4 microns in diameter. A micron is 1/1,000,000th of a meter, and your hair is around 50 to 70 microns in diameter. The thickness of this wall of fat is about 1/1,000th of the diameter of the hollow sphere, or about 2 billionths of a meter. Because these hollow balls are so tiny, the oxygen inside them is at a very high pressure. There is lots of oxygen stored in these hollow balls, and there are about 10 billion of these oxygen-containing hollow balls per liter of liquid. Now, after the team had manufactured a bottle of oxygen balls, they tested it on themselves. And let me quote Dr. John Keir. "We drew each other's blood, mixed it in a test tube with the microparticles, and watched blue blood turn immediately red right before our eyes." Now, of course, deoxygenated blood is not really blue, it's more of a dark, dark red, but you get the idea. Their second study was done with anaesthetized rabbits. They blocked the airways of the rabbits, and if they had done nothing, the animals would have been dead within minutes. But they then infused their oxygen-containing microparticles into the bloodstream of the rabbits, and they stayed alive for the next 15 minutes. The microparticles, once they are transferred to the bloodstream, immediately give up their oxygen to the nearest deoxygenated red blood cells. But what happens to the very thin, fatty wall of one of these hollow microparticles? Well, once it's empty of oxygen, this wall of fat breaks down by folding itself into millions of smaller solid balls of fat. Now, while this magic oxygen-containing liquid works, it is not a perfect solution to the problem of a blocked airway. First, the microparticles come in a liquid. Now, there's a limit to how much liquid you can add to a circulatory system before the heart, which is a pump, gets overloaded. Second, while the microparticles deliver oxygen, they do not remove the carbon dioxide you continue to generate. The carbon dioxide dissolves in the blood plasma and slowly makes it more acid. After about 15 minutes, your blood is too acid to support life anymore. And third, the team has not fully worked out what happens to the fats as they break down. But as a simple first aid approach, this 15-minute solution to the problem of keeping somebody supplied with oxygen while you open up their airways is terrific. And with my crystal ball, I'd like to predict that elite athletes won't be soon queuing up to buy their own stash of this magic bottled oxygen, but don't hold your breath.
What does it mean? Why is it so?